Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. James 1:21. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., December 11th, 2018. Tuesday in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and is delighted to be here this afternoon. You know, God bless us to be here. Yesterday, this day, was not even promised. That's why we should be thanking God all over the place, because this is one of God's grand benefits that he has blessed us all with. And we are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the song, Psalm 19:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct you on the righteous path, knowing that there are so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so pumped up. I'm so glad to be with you again today. You know, it's just a blessing just to be alive. And I think some of us, we take it for granted. We believe that it's just going to happen. But nothing just happens by chances or haphazard, does it? I believe that it was the Lord that brought this day to be. Because on yesterday, this day was not even promised. But it's here. It is here because of God's grace and his love for us. Though many have went to sleep on yesterday, they was not blessed to see this day to come to be. So we are alive. We are here. We're blessed to be here, so we should be thanking God all over the place. And here in Dayton, Ohio, as I keep saying to you all, that I stay on the outside of Dayton, Ohio, in a small town called Miamisburg, Ohio, and we are having some beautiful, beautiful weather. Though it's cold, cool. Forgive me, please. I'm saying cold. To some people, it might be cold. We're having some cool, beautiful weather today. It is beautiful outside. It's a day that you can really be outside with the jacket on and just enjoying this day, just just eating all up. Brother Oscar is trying to say it's just a beautiful day, and you know what with me, it doesn't matter if it's snowing, if it's raining, if it's dark outside. Because as long as I'm with Jesus, as long as I keep my hands in his hand, my eyes on him, you know what? Every day is a sunny and beautiful day. You know, your host here, I don't know about you, but I am so glad. I am so glad to be walking and living in the name of Jesus. You know, that's one of the best life we can live today is to be in Jesus Christ. Need to think so. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about a conversation I had with someone. and I'm sorry my sis for bringing it up, but she said, brother, I got to have some fun. You know, she said, Christians, don't we supposed to have fun being a Christian? Can we do this? Can we do that? And I just, you know, when you think about it, I find joy. I don't know about you, but I find joy just being in Jesus Christ. I find joy being with the Lord. It's happy day for me, the Lord. That's all I need sometimes. I'm not saying not to enjoy life. Don't get Brother Oscar wrong. I'm not saying not to enjoy life, not to enjoy things that this life has to enjoy. But what your host is saying is, when you're in Christ, you have a deep, deep joy, deep contentment, that whatever goes around, on around you, you can basically put up with, or just, you know, look at like it's nothing. Because we as Christians recognize that after this short, life is over, because life is truly short. It doesn't matter how long you live. You can live to be 200 years old. But life is too short and to not to enjoy it in Jesus Christ. And that is what your host feel this afternoon, you see. So enjoy life. Enjoy life in Jesus Christ. Enjoy life doing what's right. How can I say enjoy life doing what's wrong? See, most people think, well, you know, life, you got to go overboard and do all this and all that. You don't have to do the negative to enjoy life. You can still enjoy life being in Jesus Christ. And that's the way I feel about it. I don't know about you. Others may have a different take on it, but that's how your host here feel about it. We're here chatting from the Word. We're a praying program. We love praying for you. And if you have a prayer request, something that you want us to pray for here on the air at Blog Talk Radio or on YouTube, while I'm showing YouTube, we'd be happy to do that. But for right now, if you have a request for us to pray on today, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, a prayer request, that number is 657-383-0883. All right. It was Paul who said in 5 Thessalonians 5, 17, 18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. As I said, if you want us to pray for you on the air, you can either request now, or at the end of the show, we have a place where you put your comments. You can put your prayer request in those comments right there. But Oscar, do not mind praying for you if you have a prayer request. All right? I want you to know that. And like we said, the number is 657-383-0883. Okay, let us go to our Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, could have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for the body of Christ. Father, we pray that that many may learn the truth, obey the truth, and be added to the body of Christ. Father, we're glad that that vehicle is here for us to be ushered into heaven. Oh, Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, for dying for the body of Christ. And Father, we now pray for our listeners. We pray for each and every one. We pray, Father, to be with them, help them along this Christian journey. Because we recognize sometimes, Father, the road get rough, the going get a little tough. But Father, as long as we keep our hands in your hand, everything and all things will be all right, Father. Father, we come praying for those that are behind prison bars, Father. We pray that you help them to correct their mistakes and have a turnaround as they sit in their cell. And once they come out, they may be productive citizens. And Father, we come praying for that one that's in the nursing home. Sometimes, Father, we recognize they get lonely in the nursing home. But Father, be with their spirit. Allow them to know that you care about them and you will be with them through all the things that they must face. Oh, Father, we come praying for our young people today. In the world that we live in today, in the world that really don't respect you, Father, in the world that say right is wrong and wrong is right, our young people today have it hard, Father, so we pray for them that they stick it out and stick with the teachings of the body of Christ, stick with the teachings of the church, and that you guide them in the right way, and be with their parents, help their parents to set the right example before them. Sometimes, Father, it gets hard in this world today. That's why, Father, we're so glad, we're so thankful, like a program like this, chatting from the Word, so that where that we can come and we can talk about your Word and discuss your Word and what your Word is has contained in it. And Father, we come praying for the message on our hearts. We pray, Father, that it may generate to all that are listening and that others may learn. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. All right, we're glad you prayed with us and for us. Your brother here, I need prayer also. I stand in prayer also. You know, your brother here is not exempt from going through some changes in life. So keep Brother Oscar in your prayers, because I go through some things. I just, on the air, you just can't see it. Or on YouTube, Blog Talk on YouTube. We're on YouTube. But I'm going through some things right now. I'm going through something financial. That's why I'm asking. That's one of the reasons why I'm asking for sponsors, because we want this program to remain on the air here at Blog Talk Radio. And when you when finances is in an uproar and you cannot make enough money just to make ends meet, sometimes it gets tough when you got to rob Peter, as some may say, to pay Paul. So we are looking for sponsorship to help us with chatting from the Word. We don't ask for much. We just ask enough to give this program an uplift to help us to bring it on the air and to keep it on the air. Please, if your budget can spare monthly, a dollar is fine, two, three, whatever amount you can give monthly, Brother Oscar here at Chatting from the Word will appreciate it. Don't think I won't. And if you want to know how to give it, I do have a PayPal account. Go to my PayPal account and put whatever amount you can spare monthly in that account. Now, if you want to give a one-time donation, that would be wonderful. We would take that all. So, I don't want you to go away thinking, well, is it right for Brother Oscar to ask for a donation? Sometimes the Word of God needs help getting out there. And if you believe that the world needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, support Chatting from the Word. I know you in the back of your mind you say, well, Brother Oscar, you got other shows like yours. And that is true. And as I said the other day, I don't add to it or take away from it as long as they're teaching the truth of Jesus Christ, as long as they're teaching the message of salvation, as long as they're bringing a soul to Christ and in the body of Christ, and souls are being added to the body, that's fine. But in the world, if I can say it like this, in a mixed-up world that we are living in today, we need as many soldiers on the front line of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as many as we can get to convert souls unto thee. And as you truly believe in that, put us here at Chatting from the Word. I'll be waiting for you to do that. I really would. And, of course, again, on our show on YouTube, Chatting from the Word, we're looking for subscribers. You can help us like that, too. It's when you subscribe to the show, you can help us also financially. You just don't know what that would do. And you know your brother here for a long time. I've been telling many to subscribe. When you watch my show on YouTube, subscribe to Chatting from the Word. And when you subscribe, they will ask you for your email. Just give them your email. And then when we are broadcasting it, it will come on your email to let you know we are broadcasting it. And as you go through your email, you can visit YouTube and see the program then. So subscribe to Chatting from the Word. And here, Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us here. Follow us here so that you can know when we are on and when you can listen or be a part of the conversation here. We've been waiting for your phone calls. You can call in. And as I said, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. You can call in and talk with your host, or you can call in and listen to the show live. And if you have any questions about what we've been teaching, you can ask questions then. Brother Oscar, as I keep saying, I'm not a booger, but I'm easy to talk with. And if I'm wrong about some of the things that I have been saying on the air and on this program, that's your time to get me right. Because I believe we need to learn from each other, because heaven to me is too important to miss, and hell is too terrible to go. And that is the way your host here feel about it, and I hope you feel the same. Do you know anyone who wants to go to hell, where Jesus himself described, where there's gnashing and gashing of teeth, where there is heat and hot, so hot that you can't eat much? Imagine how hot it is. Do you know anyone who actually wants to go to that place? I don't neither. Maybe, well, just take me there. You don't want to go there. Trust me. You do not want to go there. So let us help each other. Let us encourage each other. Let us support one another in our Christian walk. I believe the church needs to do more of that today than any other time, is to support one another. And if you want to talk to your brother here anytime, you can. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook and send me a line or two. If not, you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to my webpage, Oscar York Publishing, and leave a line or two. But why is that? We have a bookstore online. And if you want to buy a book, you're welcome to do that. I've written two books, A Peaceful Place in Storm, God is in Control, which is $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which is another $21.50. And when you purchase a book from Oscar York Publishing, you also are helping us here from Chatting from the Words. Do that. Do that right after the show. And go order your book right after you listen to the program here. Go order your book from Oscar York Publishing. All right, we got all that out the way, but we got a treat for you today. I'm talking about my books, and to whistle your reading excitement about the book, I'm going to read a excerpt from my book, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control. And the section that I want to read is Dreams. And that is found in Chapter 6, Dreams. And I just want to read a little bit of an introduction because I believe that the introduction is very important. And for this, you don't need your Bible today. We're just going to do a little reading today. And if you don't mind, of course the setup that the setup is coming from Proverbs 29:18-8. So we're going to read an excerpt from the beginning of the book. Okay. All right, are you ready to read, to hear? Although most of us don't want to admit to them, but we all have them, and that's dreams. Most may not want to admit having dreams, and most may want to ignore them altogether, and most may think that they are childish, intelligent, and fearless. But dreams helps us to contend with the storm that occurs in our lives. Dreams helps us to recognize that the impossible is possible. Dreams helps us to recognize that there are brighter tomorrows. Dreams helps us to shape or mold our lives. Dreams sometimes works as a guide to a dark and treacherous storm. Dreams place us in a life worth living. Dreams gives us hope that we can have faith not just in ourselves and others, but in God. Thank you, God, for dreams. In biblical times, especially in the Old Testament, God used dreams or vision to convey a message to his prophets. Sometimes the vision or the dream was a warning, or sometimes it was a glance into the future, regardless of how wonderful or dreadful it may be. Many of godly or God-fearing men were great interpreters of dreams, and one of them was the prophet Daniel, or Belteshazzar, the name that was given him by the prince of the eunuchs, who interpreted the king's Nebuchadnezzar dream. When no one else could, Daniel was evil. The king's dream bothered him so much that he sinned for his best his kingdom had. He called for his best magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, soothsayers, but none was able, but none was, but none was able to interpret the king's dream until Daniel, a godly man who knew God. Daniel 4, 5 to 10. Then that was Joseph, the son of Joseph, Israel, a dreamer himself, but not just a dreamer, but interpreter of dreams, and several of his dreams landed him in trouble with his brothers. But that didn't stop or deter Joseph from having hope in his dreams. Though his journey on this earth landed him in troubled situations, but eventually his dreams opened a door for him to a brighter tomorrow, Genesis 37 chapter to the 50th chapter. Even today, in the 21st century, our dreams matter. And even today, our dreams can lead us to a better tomorrow and even help us cope with storms that comes in our lives. The Bible says, where there is no vision or dreams, people perish. Proverbs 29:18a. So let us not perish. Let us allow our dreams to work for us. Dreams. The reason why I read that excerpt from my book is, first of all, to show you, the listener, is the fact that if you have dreams and hope, there's nothing wrong with your dreams. And many people might tell you not to have dreams, young people. Keep dreaming. But the catch is, if you want your dream to matter to God, dream something that can help the kingdom of God. I remember when I was younger, I once dreamed about being one of the, and most of you might think that that is ridiculous, but I used to dream about preaching behind the pulpit. And I was just a young man. I was maybe 5, 6 years old, and I always wanted to preach. But that dream to me was, it was derailed in so many ways as I grew up. And then I started having another dream. It's all in the book. If you want to know, read the book and you'll see. But my next dream was to be a great football player, because when I got into high school and junior high school and whatever, I played ball, and I considered myself a good football player. I was may not, but I thought I was good, and I thought that one day I could play pro ball and one day be in the Super Bowl. And when that dream deteriorated, and it did, because other things happened in my life, I dream, and you must recognize, I was not in the body of Christ then. I dreamed about being a great singer and being on Soul Train. So just to know that there's nothing wrong with dreams. And here Proverbs says, without a vision, the people perish. So my friends, if you in doing God's work, dream about doing greater work for him. Okay? We are glad to be chatting with you today from Chatting for the Word. Let us pray quickly. Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings you brought our way. Father, we pray for each listener. We pray that from the excerpt of the book, that they may learn to keep on dreaming and make their dream come to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.